Dalad picks up. So it says Al Shnei Chadashim Machalin Es HaShabbos, and you think you're still talking about, that means on there are 2 months that they are Machal HaShabbos. Okay? Now, you think they're talking about Shluchin here, but they're not talking about Shluchin, they're talking about Edom right now. Even though the Mishnah continues on, I'm pointing out to you, because when you review it, you're going to fall into this trap. It says Al Nisan Val Tishrei, 2 months were Nisan and Tishrei. Shebehen, because in those months, Hashluchin Yotzin the Surya. In those months, the Shluchin go to Surya. So you see, you're lulled in this trap. We were talking about Shluchim, we're mentioning Shluchim, so we're talking about Shluchim. No, we've transitioned to Edom here for a second. So and even though I told you Edom go every month, we're talking about in a time when the Beis Hamikdash isn't standing. Okay? So the case here is Al Shnei Chadashim Machal Nes HaShabbos. There are 2 months of the year where the Edom will be Machal Shabbos when the Beis Hamikdash isn't standing. Okay? If the Beis Hamikdash will be standing, then they need to come every month, all 12 months, because they have to worry about bringing the Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, okay, which is also in its proper time. However, when there's no Beis Hamikdash, no Kabbalah to be brought, so all you need is Nisan and Tishrei to know when all the Doraisa observances happen, right? Because Nisan will tell you when Pesach and Shavuos are, and Tishrei will tell you when Rosh Hashanah Sukkos, Shemini Atzeres are going to be. Okay? So that's fine. And Rosh Hashanah, you're always stuck with the same, you have to do the same assumptions, but now, as you said, we have 2 days. It's not really brought on that's the reason why. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are different than other 2 days. All the other 2 days of holidays, like, you know, 2 days of Sukkos and whatever, and Pesach, is because of this issue, that the Shluchim would go out, but they may not get there in time, there was Suffolk, you may not know, and therefore anyone that was farther away than the Shluchim could get to, they kept 2 days out of Suffolk. And Bezman Hazeh, for whatever reasons, we say Minag Avoseinu Be'Yadeinu, that's our customers have 2 days, and therefore we keep 2 days.
Okay. We wouldn't
change it until there's the Mashiach. Yeah, until that's a good question. The Sanhedrin could have the authority to do it, for sure. Yeah, I don't know which is first, Mashiach or Sanhedrin, but yeah, exactly. So it's a classic, like, it's one of those situations where the question's better than the answer. People often, like, my line of work in Eish HaTorah back in London, they just ask all the time. Like, it's a classic question. Well, nowadays it's not relevant anymore. We know the calendar. So it's a minhag. I mean, I'm sure you've heard there are those who bring that, you know, in Chutz La'aretz there's less, I don't know, spiritually in tune. They need 2 days to get the job done, so to speak. Whatever it is, it may be true, but the people here in Eretz Yisrael who are still keeping, you know, their Ben Chutz La'aretz, they're learning Yeshiva a couple years, they're keeping 2 days. That's halacha. It's a halachic situation, no longer like a mitziyuti, you know, like a practical situation. Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah is already Kabbalistic. It's been around for a long time, since the time of the Nevi'im already, that they'd keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. They explain Al Pi Kabbalah that the two kinds of din, there's like a strict din and a lesser din the second day, also beyond the scope of here. The point is, though, that they kept 2 days of Rosh Hashanah regard everywhere, even in Jerusalem, they kept 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
Is the first Rosh Hashanah?
Is the real one?
No, the first Rosh Hashanah ever in history was day 6, right?
Day 6. Well, yeah, day 6. Yeah.
So let's say Shabbos.
Right. So you got 2s, but yeah, okay. It wasn't Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So that's what's going on here in the Mishnah here. Now it says, Shebehen, on those days, now we're going to change gears again. On those months of Tishrei Nisan, Hashluchim Yotzim the Surya. On those 2 months, the Shlichim go out all the way to Surya. Surya is modern day Syria, essentially, almost exact same. And the Ritva explains Surya is Labdafka, it means all the Gola. They go out to tell people when the Beis Din was Mechadish the month. Now, the Mechadish the month, I should say. Now, if you case weren't paying attention, I told you the Mishnah is very confusing. We just said in the last mission they go out 6 times, and now we're saying they only go out 2 times. Right? The previous mission said there are 6 months they go out for. This mission here said they go out only 2 months. So they say the Mishnah is very, very difficult here. So the Gemara asked the question. The Gemara says that there's a difference. On the regular months, the other, besides for Nisan and Tishrei, so as soon as it was seen that the new moon was in the sky, so they didn't wait around. The Shluchim went off. They ran off. They got a limited time. You can only have about 10 or 11 days until mid-month because the Shabbos in the middle, they can't be Mechal Shabbos. They didn't wait and see. They assumed the Beis Din would be Mekadosh in the morning. But since it's distinctly possible the Beis Din wouldn't be Mekadosh for whatever reason, like couldn't get proper Edom, for example, or they, whatever the story is. So then they'd actually wait on Nisan and Tishrei to Dafka here at the basin, say Mekudesh, the new month isn't sanctified, then with certainty they'd go out to tell. So these are more, these 2 months are more important because everything's dependent upon them. So therefore that's the resolution of these two contradictory Mishnayos. 6 months they'd go out, but 2 of the months in this Mishnah, they would only go out after hearing the Edom come, certainly in testifying. Okay?
Were there any false positives on those informants? Were they supposed to move out, and then it turned out that
of course, I don't know if it actually happened historically, but it certainly could have happened. They didn't get Edom, let's say. So, I mean, I could just imagine the situation. The situation is that no one saw it. It was low in the sky. It was cloudy, whatever it is. So, it could happen. The Rambam discusses... Whatever, yeah, okay. That's that. Now, Ukushahaya Beis HaMikdash Kayam, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, so then Mechalan Af Al Kulan, then all 12 months of the year, Edim would be Mechal Shabbos, but they had to Kanas a Korban, because they need to know which Korban to bring on the of the Musaf, Korban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. So, that's that. Yeah, 1 second here.
Let us not remark that they waited for 12 months.
What did I say?
They didn't just go for 6 months.
Now let me say it one more time here. First of all, we're talking about Edom, not talking about Shluchim. Shluchim goes. That's what's very confusing. Shluchim goes 6 months of the year. 2 of them, they Nisan and Tishrei, they wait until they hear the Beis Din Mekudesh. The other 4 months listed in them is actually whatever 5 with ER that are listed in the previous Mishnah. They'd go on that night. Then Edom would be Machal Shabbos to come to tell the Beis Din. They would come every all 12 months. They would come. But there'd only be Mechal Shabbos when the Beis HaMikdash didn't stand on 2 of those months, on Nisan and Tishrei. But when the Beis HaMikdash did stand, there would be Mechal Shabbos on all 12 of those months, the Edom when they came, because they need to know what day to bring the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Yeah? It is confusing. I know it's confusing. Okay. Fine. Now, really, Midoraisa, I should point out that really they should be able to come. That we should be able to Mechal Shabbos every month anyways, regardless of the Beis HaMikdash standing. But this is one of the famous takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that they shouldn't come anymore. Midraban, they shouldn't come anymore if there's no Beis HaMikdash standing. It's not necessary. Okay? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the leader for a brief period of time after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. He's the one who snuck out in the coffin and set up Yavne. So he made a number of takanas that are to remember the Beis HaMikdash and deal with the Beis HaMikdash as no longer being here, blowing shofar on Shabbos and waving your lulav all 7 days. These things that happened all because of him. Okay, fine. So this is another one. He said that they shouldn't come and be Mechal Shabbos for no good reason. Okay, so that's the end of the Mishnah. Dalet.